that there can be parts to us, or pieces of us, or corners of us. But we can reserve and hide and never really give up. The second degree is higher than the first. Well, the first has no height at all. In the second degree, a person does indeed take some measures to be free from what hinders his or her service of God. But he does not go the whole way. He compromises. And are we ever shrewd compromisers? Such a person gives up, or is willing to give up, some of the hindrance. For example, maybe not doing it as often, or the amount. Now, with material possessions, this is very obvious, because suppose a person has $10,000, and as a religious, we're to give up everything. And I am perfectly aware of the difference between giving up the independent use and giving up the ownership. How well I also know that people who hold on to the ownership do not really give up the independent use. But with money it's obvious, because it's perfectly clear that $10,000, if that's the hindrance that I see standing in the way of my perfect service of God, well, the logical thing would be to give up to $10,000. Yet, remarkably, a person may be willing to give up all but, say, well, all but one-tenth of that 10,000. And we know unless a person gives up every last penny, and I repeat, I know the difference. I know my canon law. But I believe is the first time I think that I put this into a retreat. But I believe it needs to be said. I believe that religious belonging to communities with simple vows, such as our most congregations, who are not required by their constitutions to give up everything, give it up, following Christ's words of sell what you have and give to the poor, and then follow me. Now the church allows religious with simple vow of poverty to retain ownership, and merely requires that they give up the independent use of what they own. Well, there's such a thing as independent use. There is also such a thing as independent hope of use. I hope I'm clear. For the first time in the history of the Catholic Church, the Second Vatican Council has declared, and the legislation following it since has implemented, that all religious, not all are required, only those belonging to a religious order, like, as we call it, the Least Society of Jesus, we are required to give up everything. The moment I took my last vows, I was penniless and signed appropriate documents declaring that I could never earn or inherit a dime until death. This kind of absolute and unreserved giving up of possessions for the first time in the history of the church is strongly recommended to all religious. Though not yet, and we don't know what the revised code of canon law will declare, it is not, however, required of all. It is recommended to all. Now, in matter of money, it's kind of obvious. Either I give it all up or I don't. And even a penny to myself is a penny too much. But there are many other ways, more subtle areas of our spiritual life that we know full well need a total giving up, where I honestly before God use the most effective means of removing whatever the hindrance may be. I have an articulate tongue. That means I have, in plain English, the gift of you know what. I have found myself time and again misusing this gift of speech. If I'm going to overcome the hindrance which this gift is in my way of serving God more faithfully, then I must resolutely resolve to avoid every form of speech, say, that would hurt others. And if my witticism is what causes me to be uncharitable, I'm going to stop being witty rather than, say, having hurt people. I will regularly practice some mortification. By now I'm down to eating. I'm being facetious when I say this. So little, because I'm mortifying myself in everything, practically at table, in order to overcome my uncharitable speech. Nonsense. Eat a square meal, but in God's name, get hold of that tongue of yours. I am a firm character. I'm that kind of Gibraltar, which history tells us is the most impregnable fortress in the world. That's me. Well, my firmness of character, as we have seen in another context, can become stubbornness of character. And the reason I know by now, and if I don't, this is the time to find out, I am self-opinionated. Now, it does not help for me afterwards, having been stubborn in my dealings with others and failed in even justice, not to say charity, to then, for example, try to make up for those people by being specially kind to them after my stubbornness has offended them. Nonsense. Get over your self-opinionated personality. Thoughts. Either daydreams that keep me from doing the work that I should, or other thoughts than by now I find get me into trouble emotionally. Remember, sisters, every thought tends to become a desire. Every desire tends to become an action. Every action tends to become a habit. If I want to control my actions, I must control my thoughts. And nobody, not even the sovereign God, is going to do it for us. It does not help, say, to say extra prayers because my passions have betrayed me. I have got to, as St. John the Baptist so brutally said, we've got to lay the axe to the tree. That's the second degree, the type of person that compromises with the means. Now the third level. This is the only authentic sacrifice. Notice we call it self-sacrifice, but it should be called sacrifice. As I trust you've heard before, if you have, it's worth repeating. It is sacrifice of the self, something of me, something with which I identify myself. That I like how I like it, and that I do not like to give up. So it is the sacrifice of self. It is also the sacrifice by the self. That is, by my own will. No one can substitute for my free decision to make the sacrifice. On this level of surrendering self to God, I voluntarily give up the thing to which I am attached. But watch this. I give it up in my will, now whether or to what extent God will require that I give it up physically, that's up to Him. My responsibility is to let go in the will. I am ready, therefore, if God wants me to let go of the whole object which by now I know hinders me. And let's not suppose that these hindrances are that obvious, otherwise, being too experienced by now in dealing with souls, I wouldn't be talking to you about this. I would assume you were past this stage, that we were all making a total oblation of self. This can be very subtle. Hence the importance of asking God for light that I may see what of myself stands between you and me. Books here don't help. Conferences don't help. Spiritual direction as such does not help, except as an outside guide. The only real help we can profit from here is the light that God gives down deep inside. So that maybe after 30 years in the religious life, we say, good God, that's it. And here all these years, I thought it was so many other things. So it's that which God is asking of me. Maybe God will not exact the actual deprivation or giving up of the object that stands between Him and me, but maybe He will. Whether He takes it away or lets me keep it is up to Him. What is not up to Him but up to me is whether I, in my willingness, am freely ready to give it up, to lose it, to have it taken away, to be deprived of it, to give it away, to see it disappear, and you supply other verbal synonyms, that I am ready to do all of this in my will. That's what God wants. That's what that biblical passage means. Give me your heart. And I've dealt with too many religions, beginning with this one, not to know that human nature is extraordinarily cunning in hiding what God is asking us to surrender. If I am thus disposed to sacrifice and then make the decision, dear Lord, though it, you know, it pains me to say it, because, as it may happen, this giving up may not be a once and for all throwing something overboard, how often we wish it were. It may be a throwing overboard, 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 day after day. Or it may be something which God is asking me to let go of, where I feel there is nothing else left in life to live for, great, except God. Then we trust Him that He will not be outdone. We give Him all, He gives us all. And you know, sisters, the number of people who take that sentence literally is small. They are the saints of God. Let's ask God to help us give up all. for him and let him make up, as only God can, in response to our surrender of whatever the creature or creatures may be for him and to him, and of course only with the help of his grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.